thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Aaron, so much for having us.
So, first of all, Week of Action is going on all week long, a number of events. Tell us about it, what it is, and what it entails, and what the sort of overarching theme is. Naya?
Yeah, so Week of Action is something that is being put on across the nation. It's basically advertising the idea that education is a human right. It's not a privilege. It's not something that should be granted just as an opportunity, but it's a human right that should be an equitable practice and should be available for everyone. And that's actually the slogan for this year, Education is a Human Right, and We Will Not Give Up the Fight, which is something that we truly believe in Chapel Hill, and we're just trying to advertise that as this is the Week of Action nationally, and we are advertising that here in Chapel Hill as well.
Marla?
So it's really important that our students have a chance to share their voices. So on this Wednesday, as you first stated, Aaron, they're going to present the workshop, A Classroom in Color, and it's so powerful. They presented it for the Teacher Institute this summer, so several teachers have been through this presentation. Dr. Baldwin, our superintendent, asked our students to present it for our principals and our district leaders, and our students really shared their specific experiences as students of color in a predominantly white school district. And so we really invite everybody to come to the public library tomorrow evening so that they also can experience that, because it's life-changing.
And that's at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening at the Chapel Hill Public Library, and everyone's invited out to that. Naya, I want to turn it back to you, because you made a really important point in there that education is a right, not just in terms of something that everyone should have access to, but everyone should have equal access to, and it's that equity that we're constantly striving to and not achieve here locally and across the country. Mm-hmm. So talk about the local experience. Where do you go?
Yes, I'm a senior at Carrboro High School. I am the student body president at Carrboro, and I've been involved in MSAN and YLI since I was a freshman in high school. I got heavily involved in MSAN my sophomore year. When I talk about equity, the first thing that comes to mind is the achievement gap, which is something that we preach a lot about often in this district, and you hear a lot of people talk about it and bring attention to it, but it's constantly growing. So what are we truly doing to fix this issue? So when we talk about education as a human right, we need to think about the equitable practices and the racial disparities that go on in the classroom that are prohibiting this from being a human right, whether that's an unequal amount of minority students involved in the honors and AP level courses, or the number of black and brown teachers in the classroom that are able to provide brown students with the education that they need in order to see that they too can be successful.
How does that sort of manifest itself in practice day to day in the schools? What have you seen? What have you experienced?
So in high school, I can say that I've experienced being the only minority in a classroom. I have taken AP classes. I've taken honors classes since I was a freshman, and I have been the only one. And I'm comfortable to say that now, but that's something that I've had to learn to deal with and adapt with. In order to advocate for myself, and as Mr. Artis said, use my voice as a student to advocate for what my needs are. Another thing that I can say I've witnessed is microaggressions in the classroom, whether that's just someone underestimating my capabilities as a student of color, or someone simply saying something that wasn't appropriate to say. And that's something that all students of color will deal with sometime in their life, unfortunately. But as far as it goes with those things in the classroom, I think that's where we fall short when it comes to the achievement gap.
Speaking with Naya Farrington, you just heard her and Marlo Artis with Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate. We're talking about the Week of Action, and we've been talking about the event that's tomorrow evening at the Chapel Hill Public Library. I know there's another one on Saturday morning at the library as well. Education is a Human Right. What's that going to entail?
So we have the Every Student Succeeds Act, which our nation's rolling out, and our state has developed our plan. And so here in our district, we want to make sure that parents are aware that we are changing legislation and that things are going to be implemented. So how can we get parents' voice involved? When we talk about equity as well, we want to make sure our parents are a part of that process. So many times our parents of color aren't able to come to the table and aren't informed about various practices. And so as an organization, we are very committed to getting the information out
Speaking with Marlo Artis, you just heard him, Nia Farrington, both in the studio. And we're joined now on the phone by Victoria Fornville, who is another student who's helping organize this and taking part of this. So, Victoria, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much.
So tell us about the concerns that, sort of the general overarching concerns that you have as a student and that Minority Student Achievement Network, MSAN, and the Youth Leadership Institute have that you want to, that you want more people to hear about and know about and share once the week of action is over.
So as a student, the many struggles that I face are, you know, just in classrooms, not being able to feel that other people are with me, the lack of diversity in our schools, just feeling that students don't interact with each other outside of their own race. And being a minority, it really affects me because I don't get to see people who look like me. And so I've had to learn that when you're dealing with different situations, you have to see that different people are okay. And I've learned that, and I want other people too. So I think Week of Action is so important for diversity and bringing all of our schools together.
Mm-hmm. Is it getting better? Or is it staying the same?
I think so. Well, I believe that before we started Week of Action and before I learned the work of it, that there really was no change. But slowly and surely, you see that students are learning to work with each other. My group of friends has become more diverse. Going to the conference that we went to in Cleveland, I saw so many students engaging and wanting to learn and working together and building up diversity in various school districts around our country.
Nia, what are your thoughts on that?
I think it is changing. I ran for student body president at Carrboro High, and I'm the first African-American student body president that they've had in the 10 years that it's been open. So I think that I can say that progress has been made, because if we weren't making progress, then I wouldn't be able to see in the position that I am now. And as for people like Victoria, who is a sophomore and I'm a senior, I can see how people below me are able to see the work that I'm doing, and I'm able to help them lead, and I'm building connections with people that are younger than me that I believe will be able to follow the footsteps and the path that I've led and the precedent that I've set, and able to continue the work that I've been doing and hope that progress will continue to be made after I leave.
So speaking with Nia Farrington and Victoria Fornville, you just heard them, Marlo Artis also here with us. And all of these events that we're talking about being co-organized by the Youth Leadership Institute, Minority Student Achievement Network, and Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate. So what do people need to know about those three organizations over and above the events that are being organized this week?
So we work very diligently to support our students of color in our school district. So Blue Ribbon pairs students in the fourth grade with a mentor from the community. So we're always looking for mentors. And students say when people say we need to increase the numbers for Blue Ribbon, we only can involve students based on how many mentors that we have. So if you're listening and you want to be a mentor with Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate, please contact Granville Johnson, who's our new match specialist for Blue Ribbon. So we also have Youth Leadership Institute, because there are students that we cannot welcome into Blue Ribbon because we don't have the mentors. So Youth Leadership cast a wider net and allows us to really involve more students. So as a Youth Leadership Institute, we go on college tours because we believe that students need to be exposed to the college settings, and the reason why some kids don't go to college because they don't think it's an option for them. And then MSAN works very diligently to address the achievement gap. So our students just got back from Cleveland. We were in Cleveland last week with about 25 school districts from around the country and who have similar experiences as we have, but we really are working diligently. So our students create an action plan, and so throughout this year they will be working towards making positive changes in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools.
What was that conference?
So it's the National Minority Student Achievement Network, and we meet once every year. It's a coalition of groups around the country, as Mr. Artis said, 28 districts represented, of similar things that go on in their districts, and students from all over come over. We hear speakers, we tour schools, we have different people come in that have different backgrounds, and we look at the work that we've done in the past year, look at the issues that we're still facing, and work together as a group to see what can we implement in our district that will work towards, one, closing the achievement gap, mm-hmm. and two, eliminating other racial disparities that exist within our school district. And that was very impactful for I know a lot of our students, because you get to see that it's not only Chapel Hill that's going through this, and there's people outside of Chapel Hill who look like me and are doing things equally as impactful as I am. And I would just add on to what Mr. Artis said about a lot, you get to hear a lot about things that are going on in the community and the work that you should do, but it's not often that you get to hear the voices of students.
Right.
So coming out to hear Classroom in Color, you get to hear firsthand perspective from students in Chapel Hill that have gone through this, and you will get to know the things that go on that you don't get to hear about often.
And I love that because, I mean, we're in the middle of an election cycle right now. So
yes.
There have been about 100 school board candidate forums, but you hear the candidates, you hear the people, you know, the people who might be teachers or who might just be interested in the schools for a variety of different reasons, but you never hear from the students. I think that's terrific. I think the conference is great. There need to be more districts involved, right? Like there should be more than 28 across the country. Is that growing?
Yes. So I think they had about 15 districts when the program started about 17 years ago. So now we have 28. But actually, Aaron, we want the number to go down. Because if we actually reduce the achievement gap and close the achievement gap, then we won't have the need
then
for
you won't
NSAN.
Have the need for it,
so
right.
We actually are going in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to note that we have the workshop Classroom in Color in English and Spanish tomorrow because we want to make sure all families are able to access the presentation.
Other events or things that are being planned for Week of Action?
At my school specifically, I know that we all plan to wear our shirts on Thursday, supporting the slogan. We've been constantly telling people this week things that are going on and the work that Dignity in Schools Week of Action does and just spreading the word about it.
And what else do people need to know?
That we still have an achievement gap in Chapel Hill Carbo City Schools, but we have some wonderful students who are working diligently to bring positive change. And so if as a community, if we listen to the voice of our young people and we let them really take the lead, we'll be surprised with the positive changes that will happen in our community.
6 p.m. on Wednesday, that's tomorrow, at the Chapel Hill Public Library. That's a Classroom in Color. And then on Saturday, also at the Chapel Hill Public Library from 10 to 12:30, Education is a Human Right, talking about ESSA, the Every Student Succeeds Act, its impact on North Carolina, its impact on local schools, and its impact on individual students as well. Nia Farrington, Marlo Artis, Victoria Fornville, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Aaron.